Thank you, choir. Our scripture this morning is taken from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3. Would you please turn with me, either in your Bibles or the Pew Bible, to Matthew, chapter 3. Now, for those who may not be familiar, in your Bible, where is Matthew? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. And as a matter of fact, Matthew is the first gospel, first book of the New Testament, right? So those of you, just turn to the back of your Bible, more or less, the back third, and Matthew will begin. I give you the page number of my Bible, but that wouldn't do you much good, I guess, would it? All right, Matthew chapter 3, we'll begin with verse 13. Once you find that, would you please close the Bible on your finger and stand with me, if you're able. Let's raise these Bibles above our heads and say this loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing with me as we read in the Gospel of Matthew, beginning with chapter 3, beginning with verse 13. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" But Jesus answered him, "Let it be so, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness." Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. As I like to do, you have sermon notes in your bulletin. I invite you to take those out and grab a pencil or a pen and follow along. On the back side of this is a study guide for you this week. I invite you to take this home and keep it with your prayer concerns and joys and by your prayer chair. That way you have a little devotion based on this week's sermon that you can spend some time with God as you pray this week and lift up those folks in need by name. Well, I have a question for you this morning. It's one that you've heard before. To be or not to be? What is it? That is the question. Hey, Bill, could you turn down my monitors back here? I'm hearing myself once is just enough. Now, you're only supposed to say amen whenever it's appropriate. You know, that really is the question, and that is the question that Shakespeare asked so long ago. And it's really, honestly, a question that I have for us this morning. What motivates us to be who and what we are? What motivates us to do the things that we do? What is it? What motivates you? Guys, what motivates you to work with Boy Scouts? You just despise boys, don't you? You don't want anything to do with the formation of their character, do you? Huh? He made you do it. I mean, let's focus on Kevin here. Anyone in this church, right, knows if we would ask Kevin, we already know the answer why he works with Boy Scouts, don't we? He loves young men. He wants to form their character. He has a passion for Boy Scouts. He believes in that, right? I think we can all say amen to that, can't we? Amen. Yes. So what teachers, why in the world? You know, having three boys, I say this is an honest question. Why in the world would you be a teacher? Especially those of you who are junior high teachers, right? Why are you a teacher? This really isn't rhetorical. If you want to answer, I invite you. To help him make a better future, okay? It's fun. There's never a dull moment.